From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The first death attributed to the massive flooding in Australia's Queensland state has been confirmed. As Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, floodwaters in some areas are beginning to recede, while other towns are still bracing for the worst.
The body of a 41-year-old woman was discovered in northern Queensland, just over a mile downstream from where her car was washed off a flooded causeway the night before. In other parts of the state, two more people are still missing. One disappeared after going for a swim in a flood-swollen river. So far, the outcome of the flooding has been much more about property damage than deaths. In the central Queensland town of Emerald, where more than 1,000 homes were flooded, the water level is starting to recede and residents are eager to return home to assess the damage. In the city of Rockhampton, already residents there can do is wait as the massive inland body of floodwater works its way downstream. The local river isn't expected to peak until Wednesday. Low-lying areas have already been evacuated, the airport is closed, and electricity shut off to some areas. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Egyptian authorities are vowing to crack down on those responsible for yesterday's church bombing in the city of Alexandria. Nearly 24 people were killed. Dozens of people attended mass at the church today. Riot police were deployed outside today after yesterday's riots. A sheriff's department in western Ohio is mourning one of its own today. A Clark County sheriff's deputy was killed yesterday, and another officer was wounded in a shootout at a trailer park. Sheriff Gene Kelly was emotional when he described what happened.
The person inside fired one shotgun blast, striking the deputy, fatally.
Kelly says the deputy was killed as she was photographing a footprint while investigating a report of previous gunfire. The suspect was also killed in the shootout. School will be starting earlier this year in the nation's second largest district. Los Angeles school kids will start the 2011 school year in August rather than in September, despite complaints from parents that it's too hot to be in the classroom then. Here's NPR's Carrie Kahn.
Los Angeles school board officials say the new schedule, which will begin in August and end in June, is the latest trend helping students learn better, especially those in high school. Currently, students leave on winter break, then come back and take final exams. Under the new calendar, high school students will take their first semester finals before winter break while the material is fresh in their minds. They'll also get out of school in June when college courses start, special camps begin, and summer jobs open. Some parents complain that LA's oppressive summer heat would keep kids in air-conditioned classrooms too many hours of the day, but district officials say hot weather in Los Angeles is unpredictable. Just one recent week in December, the mercury topped 87 degrees. Carrie Kahn, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News. President Obama will return from his holiday vacation before the new Congress convenes this week. Republicans say they are ready to get to work. They will control the House. And although Democrats are still in charge of the Senate, they will have a smaller majority. President Obama returns to Washington tomorrow. Congress convenes on Wednesday. As states face significant budget shortfalls, many of the new crop of governors ready to take office are collecting large private donations to help pay for inaugural festivities. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports that some are questioning the process.
In Georgia, Governor-elect Nathan Deal, a Republican, gave back $50,000 budgeted and began collecting private donations. Transition teams in South Carolina, Florida, and elsewhere have also opted to use private funds to pay for inaugural balls and other events. But Bob Edgar with the watchdog group Common Cause says contributors could end up with too much influence.
We're worried about the $25,000, $50,000 contributions that are invested in these inaugural celebrations from corporations, labor unions, who are simply trying to buy access.
But those putting together the inaugural party say they're not selling favors from the governor, and most have pledged to release their full list of contributors. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Atlanta.
A ban on smoking in public places is going into effect in Spain this weekend. The ban went into effect at midnight, and it's one of Europe's toughest. It outlaws smoking in enclosed public spaces, including bars, restaurants, airports, and even some outdoor spaces. Until now, Spain had been one of Europe's most smoker-friendly countries. I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News.